down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, which is basically considered by most people who are in the news talk business, and as far as that's concerned, any of the spoken word formats, acknowledges that Talkers.com and Michael Harrison have their fingers on the pulse, know what's going on. You can follow Talkers.com every day with the news of the day. A lot of great articles about not only the happenings on the air, but the people who are responsible, the hosts and the programs, the stations themselves. It's kind of a cool read. And from that background, we go into our charts for the week of January 14th to the 18th, as Michael goes through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people about whom we seem to be spending a lot of time talking, Michael.
Yeah, and here we go. At number 10, we have that flu epidemic that has been going around.
What's your problem? What's the problem with your voice today, Michael?
I try never to be like, and I have the flu, but I do.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's noticeable.
Don't get too close to the mic. I don't want to get it.
I'm speaking of, yeah, stay away from me.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have the Golden Globe Awards. At number 8, we have the National Football League playoffs. At number 7, that bizarre story, Notre Dame player hoax. And number 6, another weird story, the Lance Armstrong-Oprah interview. Afghanistan troop withdrawal plan at number 5. At number 4, American hostages in Algeria and male violence. We have the debt ceiling issue and tax battles at number 3. At number 2, the legislative arms debate. And at number 1, Obama executive gun actions. Got everybody riled up. The people chart. Manti Te'o at number 10, the Notre Dame football player who's the center of a complex, scandalous controversy, hoax, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the heck it is, right.
Yeah.
At number 9, Lance Armstrong. At number 8, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi, 7. Chuck Hagel is 6. Piers Morgan, he's in the news all the time now, at number 5. Bob Schieffer at 4. John Boehner at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Barack Obama at 1.
That doesn't mean Piers Morgan is any good at what he does. It just means a lot of people are paying attention to him because he is, I think, realizing with the change in his hours, because he wasn't doing anything, that he better do something to save whatever's going on so he can bring all these characters in, like Alex Jones was on last week. I can't remember whether we talked about that here in the countdown.
I don't believe you did. It was tremendous. I don't think we spoke. You must have spoke about it. I was on the air that week.
The thing that really, that may be it. The thing that people don't realize is when the ads show up in USA Today that Piers Morgan is number one, what they don't say, number one, when, where, how, why, Piers Morgan hasn't been able to attract flies since he got there until Alex Jones went onto his program, tweeted all of his followers. There are millions of people who love Alex Jones. So they're all watching the show to have, to watch the wrestling, the verbal wrestling match between these two guys. And that's the only time Piers Morgan has been number one under any circumstance with any demographic. And so they say, Piers Morgan, number one. It's a hoax.
Yeah, well, really, Alex Jones was number one.
Number one, of course.
Alex Jones was number one on cable TV for a moment.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He might be number one if they put him there every day. Imagine.
Yeah, why don't you think that somebody would figure that out? Hello?
They don't think that way.
No.
What they think is, we got to get more people like Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for them, there aren't more people like Alex Jones.
No.
Well,
fortunately for Alex Jones, there's not anybody else like...
Let's get more Alex Joneses.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's so funny how corporate America operates.
Yeah. Another Rush Limbaugh. Let's find another phony Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh is number one, so we got to have somebody else just like him. What are you, crazy? You got to think... I mean, it's not possible, yet people are so naive or silly, they listen around for people who sound like him, and they don't realize people like Rush Limbaugh because he's Rush Limbaugh, not because somebody else, Rusty Bucket.
Or not because of any of the components that they think are responsible for his success.
Right.
It's like when Howard Stern was a big-time radio up-and-comer, everybody thought it was because he's dirty.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because he's dirty. See, he had all these dirty guys on, and none of them got ratings, and he got ratings.
Right.
It's because, you can't really put in words what it is that makes something mega successful or great or attractive to the public. The word that we use in the industry is the X factor.
Mm-hmm.
And X factor is everything.
Yeah.
And it's in relationships. I love that, like computer dating services. You know, we will come up with the perfect mate for you based upon your interests. Doesn't always work that way.
No, of course it doesn't. It's all about chemistry. Maybe it comes, chemistry's better because you find somebody who's of interest, but aye. So let's go down a street here that is kind of, this is sometimes touchy with folks, but I want you to, if you will, spend a moment or two and talk about, we just mentioned a couple of hosts, Jones and Limbaugh, and there are others who are successful, I think you'd agree with me, in part, maybe in the main, because they are not predictable. So, one of the discussions that was just outside the top ten this week was the appointment, if you will, of Dennis Kucinich to a position as a naysayer, if you will, on Fox News, because he's a well-known, pretty left-of-center congressman who has a lot of common sense, though, in some areas. And I happen to be much of a big fan of his. And I might even watch Fox. I find Fox, I don't watch much because it, other than O'Reilly, is pretty predictable. You know what you're going to get from the same old talking head, so why watch it? And I wonder if that isn't a danger. I asked the question about the discussion on talk radio about Kucinich and the right-wingers putting him down, but he's different. And isn't that part of what we all need to be focused on? Something that challenges people that's different, not the same old, same old?
Yeah, no, you can't be too predictable. You have to have, you know, foils. You have to have yin and yang, give and take. You know, you can't have the Harlem Globetrotters play themselves. They have to have the Washington Generals. You have to have opposition. There has to be a little controversy, a little bit of competitiveness. So having somebody like Dennis Kucinich be part of the, you know, contributors on Fox News Channel is a smart programming move.
Mm-hmm.
Just as having Alan Colmes there all these years has been smart.
Yeah.
Alan's been very successful as the visiting team, if you will.
Was the first, when the Fox were on the air, Alan was the first guy they went to, Alan and Ellen Ratner, mm-hmm. to represent the left.
Right.
Because they were considered to be either quirky or they, Colmes is one of the most intelligent, never mind talk people, he's one of the most intelligent people I know. And so it comes across as being intelligent. But he didn't have the same look as Hannity did, and there was that sort of thing that sort of was an uneasy. I felt, and somebody told me even, that the reason Alan was there is because he wasn't the most attractive guy on the block.
Well, it's all part of the show business aspect of it.
Yeah.
Ellen Ratner wasn't, the typical television blonde.
That's for sure.
You know, and
those of us who know her and love her, we there's nothing typical about Ellen.
When you know people, we know these people personally, intimately, and you know, I'm trying to avoid being influenced in this conversation by
that.
I know you intimately and personally for years and years.
Right.
You know me. So when you know people, you lose sight of what they represent in terms of the playing field upon which we are discussing these things. Alan and Ellen, and now Kucinich, play a certain role within the Fox strategy.
Right, the world of Fox.
Right,
yeah,
and
right.
They do it very well. You know, Alan, you know, gets beaten up by the liberals for not being strong enough,
uh-huh.
for not beating up Hannity every night when it was Hannity and Colmes.
Right.
But what he did took a lot of skill to be there.
He's a lot smarter, and you don't have to agree with this, but I'm going to say, because I happen to like both of them very much, I like Sean, I'm very... very fond of Sean and Alan, but I think that part of the problem is Sean doesn't always come across as smart as Alan.
Well, it depends on why you're watching. A lot of people listen and watch news talk, whether it's cable or radio, to just have their ideas and their own opinions confirmed.
Right. It's like listening to the music format you like. I want to listen to that kind of music because I like that kind of music.
Right, right. They like to hear their own ideas confirmed.
Right. Yeah,
so,
that's all it
so,
is.
So if you want to hear conservative ideas confirmed, you're going to think that Hannity was the smart one and Alan was stupid and mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you don't like conservatives and you're tuning in to see how Alan fares, you either think he's the smart one or you get angry at him for not being smarter.
Yeah.
And beating up your guy, it's like rooting for in professional wrestling when the bad guy is a better wrestler than the good guy.
Right.
You know, and you get frustrated.
Yeah.
It's well, you know, there are a million sports analogies for this, but What we're doing is we're simply saying that there's this whole layer of intrigue and strategy below the obvious and below the surface in all of this stuff, because it really is a form of show business that the people who view everything through a political lens can't grasp.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about sports talk. Let's spend a minute on that in a moment. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com here on The Countdown.
I love you, Frank.
Oh, I love you too, Samsung.
Wait, did you just call me Samsung?
What? Of course not, Janet. That is totally silly. Of course I know your name is Panasonic.
I'm going to my sister's.
Sony, what did I do?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $9.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval, see store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 2213.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free, 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and ink refill. Limit 2.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why will Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. I'm looking at some of the other things that have happened this week. The NFL playoffs, a big Notre Dame, and, of course, the player hoax. But you look around the Oprah interview with Lance, there's a lot of sports that's creeping into our stories every week, Michael, because more and more stations, we got 40 or more stations this year than we did last year on the sports talk wheel.
Yeah, but we're still surveying news talk stations for this survey.
Right,
so we're not
are.
Talking about sports stations, otherwise sports would be number one.
Yeah.
But sports, because it's an analogy for life, when you have stories in sports that touch upon more than the X's and the O's of the game, like the Lance Armstrong story, or all the storylines with the National Football League, it becomes interesting on general talk radio.
Yeah, all right, pretty interesting and important and compelling stuff. That's why we love to have Michael here to go over our charts. The week of January 14th and 18th in review here. Check out talkers.com every day. This is Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation.
constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Debt limit, discussion of the fiscal situation in America, that continues to be a hot topic, and it is no different this week than it has been the last three or four. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to financial analyst Gary Hanrech about how Congress's fight over the debt ceiling impacts us down the road.
Why would a fight over the debt ceiling have cause a downturn in the economy? Explain that to me.
Well, I think it really goes to the uncertainty. If this is going to go through another protracted kind of debate as it was summer of a year ago, then it really is starts to wear on people, and it starts to wear on business in particular. They're just not going to plan to spend. They're going to, you know, just hold back again. And federal government agencies have already started to, hold back on spending and to reduce spending and to go into kind of a hold mode. So that slows down the economy.
Yeah, that's true. Anytime you go on hold, I mentioned the other day my son works for the Pentagon. He got notification that he could be facing a 30-day furlough. There's lots of other government workers that could as well. And for a state like Virginia that depends so much or has so much of its economy wrapped up in people who make their living from the federal government, that could really hurt the state, couldn't it?
Certainly, absolutely, and then particularly, you know, you're doing ship build, ship repair, and that kind of thing. I mean, the whole Norfolk area is going to be hit, and up here in Northern Virginia, there's going to be a. There's already, you can see it. The government contractors are starting to contract. They're laying off people and sending them elsewhere. So, yeah.
You're an economics guy. I know you love to look at graphs and charts and stuff, right?
Love it.
Yeah. I'm looking at one from job growth in 2011, and it is pretty clear. I mean, January is always kind of a slow month. But as you looked at February, March, and April, those were rather robust months. And then as soon as we got to May, when the debt ceiling fight started, May, June, July, and August were just awful.
Yes.
I mean, that's four months out of 12 where things, and then when the debt ceiling got solved, it went right back up again.
Yeah, and I think that's a real strong indicator that people just really are not willing to make any kind of positive bets until they see some certainty. And, human nature. We shouldn't be going through this. It's unnecessary. We're about over $1 trillion off. We're running a deficit of about $1 trillion again. So we need to just, raise the debt ceiling.
More now on the Lance Armstrong controversy as host Gary Allen has sports medicine expert Philip Adler talking on his program about Lance Armstrong and how he could get away with cheating for as long as he did.
This guy was the most tested athlete over 15 years. How in the world do you hide something like that?
You know, that's a great question. It's these guys at this elite level, they're really ahead of the game. They're ahead of the science. They spend a lot of money in research and development, and they've figured out ways to get around the test. They know how to to use their performance enhancements, and they know how to use them and go undetected. And really, that's once the science catch up, we'll be able to catch a lot more of these guys that do this.
It's amazing that you can't detect that, though.
Certainly, and it's all science. And unfortunately, you have a lot of elite level athletes who are able to stay ahead of it. And whether it's what they call cycling the performance enhancements in such a way that you're not going to get caught, or the way that they it can go through certain drug screenings and hide it. There's all sorts of paraphernalia that can be purchased and bought for those tests. Now, at his level, it's really tough to go in and fake something. So really, he's having to do things and manipulate his body to stay ahead of the science that's testing him.
Here's host Howie Carr with one of his callers. The caller says all cyclists are doping.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Howie. You know, Lance Armstrong was doping, but everybody else he was riding with was doping too, so it's kind of like an even playing field, seems to me. They can't give the first place to anybody that came in second because they were doping as well.
So if everybody was doping, then, I mean, what kind of sport is this anyway? Is this, you think this is as legitimate a sport as, say, the roller derby?
Sure.
You ever see the roller derby?
No, not really. I don't go to the roller derby. But, I mean, I think it's a legitimate sport, and all the guys that do it, they need that energy, and they're doping. And I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger doped all the time, and a lot of people do it. And the thing is, everybody...
Yeah, but Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was just doping for weightlifting, wasn't he?
For weightlifting, yeah. And these guys are much better athletes, but they're all doping. And the fact that the prize that they gave Lance Armstrong to anybody else he was riding against, because they, and then everybody's doping, so they're all, so he still won in my mind.
Okay, I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, the guy cheated. That's all there is to it. I mean, everybody who cheated in baseball, see, has been kind of shunned. You know, they're not getting into the Hall of Fame. Just let this guy lied. I mean, at least Roger Clemens went to court and got a not guilty verdict. You know, I mean, nobody believes it. Nobody believes that he's not guilty.
Right.
But they at least he can say, look, I spent millions of dollars and I was found not guilty. I mean, Lance Armstrong can't do that. And he lied. He lied to everybody.
Imagine that.
The thing is, it's not like, you know, a politician lying. You expect a politician to lie, right? I mean, don't you hold an athlete to a higher standard than a politician?
I do, but if everybody else he's riding against is doping as well, then to me, they're all even. If he won, he won, because he was better than everybody else with his doping.
Maybe he had a better pharmacist than everybody else.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stepan.
More on the number 7 issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, that player hoax at Notre Dame. Here are our hosts Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to Jack Dickey from Deadspin.com. This issue came from Dickey. He broke the story about a Notre Dame football player and a dead girlfriend may have existed. She may not have existed.
It turns out that Manti Te'o's dead girlfriend, he's the linebacker from Notre Dame, very famous story this entire football season, died right before the season started, hours after he lost his beloved grandmother, and they were like, this is unspeakable tragedy, how does this guy concentrate and move on? It's with his college career, he's going to have this amazing senior season, and he did, he was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy, and it turns out that this girl, the girlfriend, never existed! Now, Deadspin has broken the story. Jack Dickey is with Deadspin. Jack, what the hell happened here, Jack?
I don't know. It struck us as totally bizarre. You know, we get a lot of weird tips in our inbox, and we got one saying that if we did a little digging on Lynette Kakua, Manti Te'o's dead girlfriend, who was a big national media figure early in the season when she died of leukemia after having survived a nearly fatal car accident, if we did a little digging, we would find that she wasn't real. And we took this with all the skepticism we take our, usual out-there tips. But when we did our digging, we saw just a lot of things that didn't add up. I mean, places that ordinarily have records of birth and death, no record of her birth, no record of her death. Stanford had no record of her. She existed entirely online, within the last 2 years, really. I mean,
on Twitter and Facebook? Where did she exist?
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook, and there was a MySpace, too, that was left over from when the guy who was behind Lynette Kakua pulled this scam on another guy, 4 years before. There was nothing that signified that this person had a real life, ever existed. No death notice, like anything that would come with a death like hers.
Well, what do you think?
There.
Yeah, Jack, you're a media-savvy kind of guy. What do you think that ESPN, when they're doing all those slow-motion, maudlin pieces about Manti Te'o, hero overcoming this, doesn't somebody want to go get, don't they hire a stringer on Hawaii to go get a picture of the grave? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they do. And there was no grave.
Yeah, that's why we thought this couldn't be a real tip, just because she had been reported details that their courtship had been everywhere. We didn't think there was, a way that...
Right. And Jack, multiple
national media, list.
Right? And Jack met multiple family members, in the Te'o family talked about this girl. But you guys did a great job of putting this all together. But a lot of this stuff was there because the South Bend Tribune would have one timeline, the New York Times, even the date when she died. At one point, she died before the grandmother. Then, according to another story, she offered condolences on the death of the grandmother. And in this day and age, if you're dating someone, especially kids that age, where are the videos of you two together? Where are the pictures of you two together? And there were some reports that she visited the family in Hawaii, and then some family members saying we've never met her in person. It's just so strange.
The number 9. item this week on the countdown, the Golden Globes. A lot of fun there and well done. Did well in the ratings. Here's radio host Charlie Brennan with Steve Futterman from CBS. They talk about Jodie Foster's speech at the Golden Globes.
Was that a prepared speech or was that off the top of her head?
I think a bit of both. I think she came there knowing what she wants to say. This is something she, I'm guessing here, it's something that seemed like she thought about and decided this was a moment. And let's be upfront, it's been whispered or rumored or even just accepted for many, many years that Jodie Foster was in a gay relationship with a woman who she actually talked about. She's raised a couple of children. She walked on the street. She wasn't hiding from this, although she didn't go out and declare any of this either. So it was a life that she was leading but didn't really talk about it, didn't really acknowledge it publicly, although she acknowledged it privately.
Yeah, and she private is a word that she used again and again.
Yeah.
Still wants to guard that, even though she was on one of the most watched television shows of the year.
She's in a unique situation. She's been a performer since she was 3 years old. Obviously, when you're in the spotlight, your private life, to some degree, becomes a non-private life. And you saw sort of the contradictions in all this. She did talk about coming out, but she didn't actually give the statement that, yes, she is whatever. She held back on that basic statement that people make when they come out. At the same time, she talked about it in a way that she made it sound like it's happened long ago, and they actually said she came out long ago to her friends, her trusted friends, her family, workers, the people she worked with. So it was a very interesting way she put it. Again, she stopped short of actually coming out per se exactly 100%, but I think that's the point she got across.
The debt limit, discussion of the fiscal situation in America, that continues to be a hot topic, and it is no different this week than it has been the last three or four. Here's radio host Bobby Gunther talking to Senator Pat Toomey about his comments regarding shutting down the government. Toomey wants to shut down the government rather than raise the debt ceiling, and there are a lot of people who agree with this.
You are on record, I believe, you said this, that you were willing to shut down the government if he didn't agree.
Yeah, let me be very clear about this. I don't want to shut down the government. It is the last place we should go. It is not optimal. It is disruptive. And I certainly hope it never comes to that. What I said precisely, Gunther, was if the choice is simply giving the president another credit card, allowing him to simply run up ever more debt with no conditions, no discipline, no strings attached, if that's the president's position, then we have to say no. And if that means a temporary partial government shutdown, then so be it. I hope it doesn't come to that. But I think that temporary disruption is much less problematic than the full-blown crisis we're going to have if we continue down the road to Greece, which is the road we're on.
You were kind of, it seemed glib, in remarking about some of the branches of government that you would close down. And I know they're going to use that against you. And I can't remember which department you were rattling off. Is there go ahead.
Yeah, the distinction I'm trying to make, Gunther, is the president and his allies who just want unlimited spending and, you know, no responsibility, they are trying to convince everyone that if we don't raise the debt ceiling by the date, whatever date the Treasury Department comes up with, that we're going to default on our debt, we're going to have a full-blown global economic crisis. You should have heard Paul Krugman yesterday on TV, you may have heard him, predicting just pretty much the end of the Western civilization.
Right.
If we don't raise the debt ceiling. And I'm trying to actually focus a little bit on the truth here. First of all, I don't ever want to go here. But if we do end up having to go there because the president refuses to limit spending in any meaningful way, then what does it really mean? It means that two-thirds, at least 60%, maybe as much as two-thirds of all the government plans to spend, it can still spend because tax revenues will still come in. But the other third or 40%, which is covered by borrowing, well, won't be able to get to that immediately. And so what does that mean? With two-thirds, with 60-some percent of all the planned spending coming in the door in revenue in the form of taxes, we can certainly pay the 6% that is the interest on our debt to avoid a default and avoid a financial crisis. In fact, we can afford to pay all Social Security payments, and we can afford to pay active duty military and several other things. But we won't be able to pay every last bit. Some government contractors will have to wait to get reimbursed.
Well, who has a say over what gets paid?
Well, this is a debated question, and so I want to resolve the debate. Some say in the Treasury that they have the authority. Some say they don't. In fact, I believe they do, but they want us to believe that they don't because they want to, you know, exaggerate the difficulty of this so that they can intimidate Republicans into just throwing them some more credit cards. So I'm going to introduce a bill, Gunther, that's going to say the following. It's going to say, in the event that the debt ceiling is not raised and the final deadline, then the Treasury will be obligated to pay interest on our debt, all Social Security benefits in full and on time, and active duty military pay.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Frank, can you read the grocery list back to me?
Sure. We got Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG.
I'm pretty sure I wrote ham, cheese, eggs, and asparagus.
Yep, that's what I said. Got it right here. What?
Big screen TVs on the brain? Get to Sears before the game. Shop your Wade Rewards members. Save $120 on a 50-inch LCD TV, only $479.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 1/19/13. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at shopyourway.com.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Next up in the Lance Armstrong discussion, from our Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Crash Davis talks to television producer David Wallach about the Armstrong interview and the confession and all of the things that come out that have been part of what he's accused of. What is the story?
The Associated Press, just literally while you were on hold, sent out a press release and an alert that said that Lance Armstrong confessed to doping allegations and using performance-enhancing drugs to Oprah Winfrey. Talk about what that means to the cycling industry. I know you've got a background in the cycling world, and you know, obviously from a television producer standpoint, too, you've got to look at this as, if you were somebody that worked for Oprah, as a pretty good, as they say, get, right?
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, this whole thing has been a well-planned media event, kind of like when you and I went to that that bar out there in Iowa together. You know, and when you have these things together, there's give and take, and it's planned, and it doesn't surprise me that Lance gave something, because he wouldn't be on the air with Oprah if he didn't give something. Now, saying I doped is different than saying I planned, you know, 10 years of lying to everybody and forcing my teammates to dope and forcing everyone to be quiet about it, you know. So, giving a little bit, sure, why not? You know, it's a dying network, and people are starting to hate Armstrong more and more. So this can only help Oprah, can only help Lance. But, you know, to admit the whole thing on the own network, A, doesn't make sense, and B, he's perjuring himself. So, you know, I'll be interested to see exactly what he said as opposed to what's being said, I guess, by the AP right now.
You mentioned there about him perjuring himself, too, because I mentioned this just briefly last hour about one of them, for instance, was the Los Angeles Times. They had a $7 million judgment award that, or something like that, that they had to pay him and his organization because they of the lawsuit about the doping allegations and a story that they reported on. Now, they look like everything that they reported on was correct. Are there other lawsuits out there like that that he may be faced having to give back some of that money?
You know, probably. I think it's going to be a long, hard road for Lance. You know, this is going to be, to put it in cycling terms, an uphill battle for him. But the people, it's funny because the people who know Lance, and I'm not one of them, but I'm sort of in that second rung of people who know Lance. If you ask him what kind of a cyclist he is, they all say he's a great competitor. If you ask him what kind of a guy he is or what kind of character he is, they all kind of look at their feet. You know, and that's, and that's going to happen with him. And to still, to take $7 million from the Los Angeles Times or whoever else he's got going on, it's, he's going to, you know, I'm sure he's going to have to give it back somehow, some way, right?
More on the debt limit, the discussion, whether or not Congress is going to raise the debt ceiling, et cetera. Talk host Ray Lytle with speculation on what happens if, in fact, there is no raise, there's no increase in the debt ceiling.
The monthly cash flow of the United States would not be enough to meet the obligations. There'd be a difference of about $175 billion per month. Now, what would happen is the Treasury would have to choose to pay the interest on Treasury securities above all else. All right? They also would have to choose between paying IRS tax refunds, Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security benefits, military pay, and retirement, plus unemployment insurance benefits for existing employees. They have to choose between some of those in the obligations. Whatever they choose of those would immediately eat up all of the cash flow, which means before they even get a chance to pay other things that must be paid every month from our government. So immediately these things would not be paid. Day one, these things would stop being paid. These things being veterans benefits, federal salaries and benefits, defense vendor payments, Pell Grants, special ed programs, food and nutrition services, civil service retirement plans, health and human service grants, supplemental Social Security income, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the federal courts, the Department of Energy, the Federal Highway Administration, the Federal Air, the FAA, Air Traffic Control, the Environmental Protection Agency, FEMA, the National Flood Insurance Program. Those are the things that immediately stop getting paid. As I told you, they would have to choose between what gets paid out of IRS tax refunds, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security benefits, military pay, and retirement and unemployment insurance benefits. They would have to choose which of those they don't pay.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the charts, the hot hits, the big stories for the week of January 14th to the 18th. At number 10, the flu. Number 9, the Golden Globe Awards. At number 8, the playoffs in the NFL. At number 7, that player hoax at Notre Dame. Lance Armstrong's interview at number 6, the troop withdrawal plan number 5. Number 4, the hostages captured in Algeria. Number 3, the discussion of fiscal issues in America. Number 2 and number 1, discussion in the legislative branch and the executive branch of what to do about the gun problem in America. In the people list, number 10, Monty Tao. Lance Armstrong's number 9. Mitch McConnell is 8. Nancy Pelosi is 7. Chuck Hagel is 6. Piers Morgan is 5. Bob Schieffer is 4. John Boehner.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving up, up and away in a beyond way to the next item of interest here. The headline screen this week, fight looms over defense pick. Choice of GOP's Hagel seen as controversial within his own party. The president announcing his choice for two major national security posts this week. Chuck Hagel, a former Republican senator and a Vietnam veteran, is the pick for Secretary of Defense, has been the one that has created the most hoopla and discussion. Matter of fact, here's an excerpt from a conversation on our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, where Gary Saddlemeyer and host Roger Olson talked to the Heritage Foundation's Ernie Ishtook, who is a former congressman from Oklahoma, about the controversy building around Hagel's selection.
Some Democrat senators over the weekend have said they're worried. They don't really like him very much, and they're willing to give him a shot, but they're skeptical. Lindsey Graham is very skeptical.
Well, Lindsey's opposed. Graham's opposed.
Yeah, he's opposed to it, and it's a Republican. He's just a very blunt guy, Ernest. He said we should engage Iran without preconditions. He says that he's had negative things to say about Israel, or at least he believes that that Hamas should be given the kind of international favor that comes with a country. He just has said blunt things that people don't like.
Yeah, I totally agree. But unless they could muster enough do it on a filibuster, you don't expect in this political environment, you don't expect that many Democrats to oppose right. President Obama. That's the key right there. So they have been in cahoots on just about everything they do. And, I don't think this is the type of thing where Democrats would say, well, it's about time that we showed some independence from President Obama.
No. But you think it'll come out? He'll come out of the committee, okay, in your view, right?
Yeah, I think so. The approval of Chuck Hagel, I wouldn't say it's a done deal right now, but I'm just giving you my impression right here at the start.
That's going to be some interesting testimony.
Well,
it really is.
We talked about this earlier in the morning before you came on, Ernest. Usually it takes some sort of negative behavior to derail your confirmation. You talked about John Tower. Well, there was stuff about womanizing and boozing and all of that other stuff. When he was nominated by George H.W. Bush to be Secretary of Defense back in '89, it takes that. You got to have stuff in the closet, I think.
I definitely think that's the case. And remember, with Hagel's credentials as a Vietnam veteran, and you've also got the nomination of John Kerry as Secretary of State, another Vietnam veteran, but albeit a controversial one with the Swift voting. So some people will get that mixed up a bit with, you know, two former Vietnam vets being nominated. But if nothing else, Hagel's proponents can say, hey, at least he wasn't a Swift boat Vietnam veteran the way that John Kerry was, with all that controversy.
Oh.
Hagel looks good by comparison.
Man, oh man, isn't this stuff interesting, huh? Let's move on to host Tommy Tucker with military analyst Jeff McCausland. They talk about why some of the Republicans and some of the Democrats have a problem with Hagel.
What's the problem with Chuck Hagel from both some Democrats and some Republicans? And ultimately, does that mean he might be the right guy for the job or the wrong man?
Well, I think the main things are two. And one is U.S. policy with respect to Israel. And Hagel at times has been criticized for making comments about the so-called pro-Israeli lobby in Washington, D.C., having an undue influence on the United States. In that context, he has been opposed at times to some of the sanctions that have been applied against Iran, has called for openly for negotiations with Iran, and has also said that he would be opposed to any type of military action against Iran. So that has angered many people who are strong supporters of Israel on both sides of the aisle. Second, in 1998, during the nomination of a openly gay individual to become a United States senator, then Senator Hagel openly criticized the guy, saying being gay was an inhibiting factor that should be considered as part of that nomination. He has since recanted that and apologized for that remark, but that has raised opposition from many of the gay rights groups, particularly the Democratic Party.
How do you separate the comments about the pro-Israel lobby and policy? I guess because I think it's two different issues. First off, does the pro-Israel lobby have an undue influence on the Congress of the United States and the policy of the United States?
It certainly has an influence. I think it's a matter of interpretation whether it's an undue influence or not. I mean, obviously, there's an awful lot of voters in the United States who are very strong supporters of Israel and can contribute a lot of donations to various Israeli groups. Certainly they manifest that in the people they vote for who go off to the United States Senate and to the House of Representatives. You know, the AIPAC, Political Action Committee in Washington, which is the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, is certainly one of the strongest, and everyone knows that. We just witnessed that during the recent election campaign when just about every nominee had to make, you know, a stop at the AIPAC convention to give a speech.
That's it for the countdown.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.